السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of his kindness, mercy, generosity, his fazal, his ihsan, he gave us the tawfiq, the opportunity to gather for his remembrance. Many, many times I've mentioned this, that this majlis is merely for bringing into our hearts the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, by taking his name extensively, so that when our hearts become filled with the love of Allah Ta'ala, then it becomes easy to practice on all the teachings of deen, on all the commands of Allah Ta'ala, on all the injunctions and directions of the Quran and Sunnah, on fulfilling the obligations and duties. Everything becomes easy because of this love of Allah Ta'ala, which will enter into the heart. Each and every person in the world who is making tahajjud salat, or he is reading the tasbihat, or he is reading ishraq, chasht and awwabin, or he is making nafil tawafs, whole night he is making tawaf, or he is making umrahs, nafil umrahs, nafil hajj, or the person is giving more than zakat. Zakat is an obligation, but he's giving charities. Or the person is engaged in nafil fast. Now all those things, for what is a person doing all that? If there is no love for Allah Ta'ala, or there is no desire to increase his muhabbat and to get his ni'mats in this world and the akhirat, then the person is not going to engage in all those optional ibadat. He will say that it's just farz to make 5-time namaz, so he'll make his 5-time namaz and he'll say chutti after that. So once love comes, then it is a principle upon which there is an agreement, whether the person is a Muslim or he's a non-Muslim, whether he's a believer or he's a disbeliever. But on one principle everybody agrees, and that is that it is the trait, a conspicuous quality in a lover, that he wants to please the beloved. It is a common principle that no lover wants to displease the beloved. If in reality there is a lover and there is a beloved, of course if it is not true love, it is for the sake of dunya, it is for the sake of material things, it is this for the sake of some other gain that the person has got in mind, that he is showing love outwardly so that he may gain something in return, then we are not talking about that love. We are talking about true lovers. Even if they are non-Muslims, disbelievers, even if they are not believing in the Quran and Hadith and Sunnah, and they are involved in their illicit love relationships, then too that is a principle that the person does not want to displease the beloved. So when we are going to light up our hearts with the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then the desire will come in our hearts that we must not displease our Allah ta'ala. Then things will become easy because now we will have love in our hearts. That fear is also very important, it is essential, we must have khawf and fear. But for a true ashik of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it's this love that moves him. It's this love that prevents him from going towards that which is haram and forbidden. He does not want to displease that creator. Hazrat Shibli Rahmatullah Alayh, when somebody used to take the name of Allah Ta'ala, then he used to immediately put sweets into his mouth. The moment he says Allah, he takes some sweet meat, some gulab jamun, some halwa, mitai, and he puts it into his mouth. So they asked him that, why do you do this? He said, the person who takes the love, the name of my beloved with such sweetness, or that name of my beloved which is so sweet, when he's taking it with sweetness, then why should I not put sweets in his mouth? But we must check the person hasn't got sugar diabetes. Otherwise, just now, if you start thrusting sweetmeats down the person's throat and he's got sugar diabetes, then it will be a big problem. So this is the azmat that he had for that name. This is the love that he had just for that name, that somebody taking the name of his beloved also gives him sweets. On one occasion he said, if anybody takes the name of Allah Ta'ala, I will chop his neck off. He was in a state, in a hall. So they said, oh Shibli, what are you saying? Person want to take the name of Allah Ta'ala and you say you're going to take his neck off. Of course, he was not going to do it, but he said, I'm going to take his neck off. They said, no, what I notice is that lots of people are taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, but they're taking it very negligently. They are not taking it with love, with muhabbat. And in my sight, he said, this is kufr. Of course, again, we must understand everything properly, that is not the fatwa. The fatwa is that you must keep taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, even if it is negligently. If you're going to keep taking it, one day, inshallah, you'll get ikhlas in it. But their hal, that was their condition, that they loved Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala so much. And that is what brought all those karamats into them. We all want the karamat of the awliya. We also want to have those kind of actions. But when it comes to doing that which we have been ordered to do, then we say, no, that's difficult. So because of their love for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they went on to extremes. In our times we say that you don't have to go to those lengths. It's simple and easy because of the environment that we find ourselves in. So we say that you don't have to go to extreme lengths. What we have to do is whatever Allah Ta'ala has declared haram, then restrain ourselves for the love of Allah Ta'ala. And if we cannot, because of the love of Allah Ta'ala, then at least out of the khawf and fear of Allah Ta'ala's azab, restrain ourselves. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, he was a young child. So on one occasion he asked his father, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he said, do you love my mother? So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala replied, yes, I love your mother. Hazrat Fatima. He said, do you love my grandfather? So he said, yes, I love him very much. Your grandfather is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I love him very much. He said, do you love me? He said, yes, I love you too. He said, when you have got so much of love in your heart for so many different things and different people, then where would you have place left in that heart for the love of Allah Ta'ala? A little child asking his father. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu told his son, he said, my dear son, my love for your mother, my love for your grandfather, my love for you is all because of the love of that Allah Ta'ala. He is the one who has asked us to love you and love your mother and love your grandfather. As a little child, he tried to explain to him. But that is exactly what we are saying. Duniya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, duniya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath reh ke bhi sab se juda rahe. They are occupied in worldly activities. They love their businesses, they love their homes, they love their wives, they love their children, they love their parents. They love everything. But the love of all these things does not exceed the love of Allah Ta'ala which is in their hearts. They are with Allah Ta'ala wherever they are, in whatever condition they may be. Their love is for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So when we are going to annihilate ourselves, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will come into our hearts. And when Allah Ta'ala's love will come into the hearts, then we will forget all these excuses that we always make. That how can I practice in this condition? How can I practice in that condition? It's extremely difficult to run our businesses without interest these days. It's extremely difficult to have our marriages and walimas according to Sharia these days. Everything is extremely difficult. In winter months, it's extremely difficult to get up for Fajr Salat. In summer too, it is extremely difficult. Sometimes the cold doesn't allow us to get up, and sometimes the early Fajr doesn't allow us to get up. Now, all these excuses that we make in the universities and colleges, how can we lower our gazes? Those girls will say, you are stupids, you are fools. So all kinds of excuses that we make is because we don't have this love for Allah Ta'ala. So this taking the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, as Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, that when I take the name of Allah, every hair on my body turns into a fountain of honey. Turns into a fountain of honey, he said. Such sweetness, such enjoyment I get in taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. We can go on talking about just the name of Allah Ta'ala the whole night. There's such sweetness in it, there's such beauty in it, from whichever angle you look at it. And as you have heard many times, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's name is the only name in which the ah of the servants is included. And Shaykh says that that is the only name in which the ah of the servants is included. Take all the other names, you'll never find the ah of the servant. Jesus Christ, Rama, Krishna, or any other name that you can take. But here, when the Allah, the ah of the servant, in any kind of difficulty, hardship, problem, depression, grief, sorrow, whatever it may be, when from the bottom of your heart you say, Allah, Allah is there to listen to you. He hears you, He sees you, He knows your condition. He is aware. So the ah of the servant Allah Ta'ala included in his name. I will conclude on one, because there is a majlis of zikr. One tabi or person made to his namaz of fajr in the masjid with jamaat. Another person came from the outside, and when he arrived at the masjid, he saw the congregation was making salam. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. In other words, he came from a distance, he wanted to join the congregation, but for some reason or the other he got late. So seeing the jamaat salat over, he made ah. He sighed with grief that, ah, my salat with jamaat I've missed. That is what they sigh over, that is what they cry over when they miss some obligation. Now here the sigh is not because he lost some gold or silver, or there was a robbery at home, or their car got stolen, or some other kind of disaster. And there's nothing wrong if a person cries over all those things also. It's not haram. But the true Allah Wala's, this is their sigh, this is their cry, if they haven't been able to accomplish something. Now just salat with jamaat, and he made the effort, so he would have got the full sawab, but he made ah. Another Allah Wala who heard his ah, when he came outside the masjid and he heard this making ah, person making ah outside, he saw like a noor going from the earth to the heavens. That sigh was with such sincerity. So he said, let's do a deal. He said, I will give the sawab of this jamaat salat to you, you give me your ah that you made. So he thought this was a good exchange. So he said, Alhamdulillah, you can take my ah and give me your salat sawab with jamaat. At night he has a dream, the person who purchased the ah, that what a purchase you have made, that with the barakat of that ah, tonight we have accepted the salat of the people around the world. That is the kind of ah that this person had made. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is so merciful, so beautiful, so wonderful. Let us also learn to make Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's, or take Allah Ta'ala's name with muhabbat, with love. It must become part and parcel of our lives, and increase that love. Once that love will increase, then nothing will hold back that person. Then he will go ahead in everything. nothing will be difficult after that, because it's the desire of the lover to talk to the beloved. So in namaz he is talking to Allah Ta'ala, in the tilawat of the Quran Sharif he is reading the kalam of Allah Ta'ala. It is the desire of the beloved to spend for the desire of the lover to spend for the beloved. So zakat he is spending, sadaqat he is spending, everything he is spending for whom? For the beloved. Sometimes the person goes hungry for the sake of the beloved. For the beloved children, the parents sometimes go hungry. For the beloved wife, sometimes the husband goes hungry. Or sometimes for the husband, the beloved wife goes hungry. So that is the desire. So sometimes the person is fasting. And then sometimes he gets out of his house, he goes out of his country, he goes and makes tawaf, umrah, goes to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah in search of that beloved. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala increase that love in our hearts, so that it becomes easy for us to restrain ourselves from that which Allah Ta'ala is displeased with. And when we are going to learn to do that, then the condition of our hearts is going to be something totally different. We will experience it. There's no way of explaining to a person the taste of sugar. How can you give, even if I give a 10-hour speech on the fazail of sugar, you can't really put the taste into the mouth of a person until the person tastes it himself. The fazail is there to encourage him to taste it. When a person keeps talking about some kind of chocolate that's in the supermarket shelf, then even that person's sugar level is very high. But he too quietly, when his wife is not watching, he'll eat one slab. Or when his doctor is not watching. Why? Because he heard so much of the taste of that chocolate. So let us speak so much about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that the sweetness settles in our heart and we look forward to taking the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And we get such enjoyment in taking his name. Like the waves of the ocean when they are flowing. One wave after the other, one wave after the other. It just goes on and on and on.
Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal, nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal, mere behre gham ka kinara nahi hai.
It just doesn't end. These waves of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala.
اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر
نفس is our دشمن displease the nafs and please Allah تبارک و تعالی
اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر. حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر. قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر. اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر. اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. حضرت شبلی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ on occasion he was walking going somewhere, so some young children they started harassing him and one took a stone and threw on his chin and started bleeding. Then the children ran away. Allah Ta'ala puts them through many tests, but sometimes it is intended to show the people some greatness of theirs. That is why they are put through certain tests. Here Allah Ta'ala wanted to show something of Hazrat Shibli Rahmatullah Alayh, that great wali of Allah Ta'ala, which they would not have known if this incident did not take place. So when the blood started dripping, on the ground, wherever the drop fell, it turned to Allah. Every time that the drop fell, the word Allah. That shows every drop of his blood. There was so much of Allah, Allah, Allah in it. He had made so much of Allah and he had such love for Allah Ta'ala that even the blood that was flowing in the veins and in the arteries, it was flowing with Allah, Allah, Allah. And wallah, I say that the day we will get this sweetness, we will forget the sweetness of haram things.
At present there is a sweetness in haram. And I repeat that in India, I don't know other places too, it could be possible because the snakes are of the same kind. Wherever there may be a snake is a snake. But when the snake bites, then things that are bitter stop tasting bitter. So the Hakim gives in his medication and he keeps on asking the patient. After giving medication, after a couple hours, then he gives him something that is bitter and asks him, now what is the taste? If he says, no, I'm not getting bitter taste, he says, no, then you are not yet well. After some time again, gives medication, then he asks him, what do you feel now? He says, now I am tasting bitter, or this what I have got now in my mouth, it's tasting bitter. So he says, well, now you are better. So when the bitter starts tasting bitter, then we understand that the patient is now better. When the bitter tastes bitter, then the patient is better. When sins start tasting like sins, when they taste bitter, when we get a hatred, when there's like a smell and a stench in sins, then we must understand that we are better. But when we get a sweetness in sins, then it means we have been bitten by the snake of nafs. Kuch samjhe? Then it means we have been bitten by the snake of sins, nafs, our evil passions. Then we have to attend these kind of majlises and programs where you start getting that medication. And after some time taking this medication, so many people have started saying that after attending programs for a period of time, alhamdulillah, now sins taste bitter. We have given up sins and they taste bitter. There's a stench. We don't like to commit sins. Accidentally, if we fall into it, it gives us a pain in our hearts. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire Ummah the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. मजाल है कुछ भी कर सकूं मैं जो तू न तौफीक ऐ खुदा दे मजाल है कुछ भी कर सकूं मैं जो तू न तौफीक ऐ खुदा दे तेरी मशीयत है सब पे ग़ालिब ये है चहे सब मेरे इरादे تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ
जब सांसलों में हो जाए जारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 रहे तलब में सवार सब हैं पयादा मिसले गुबार में हूँ रहे तलब में सवार सब हैं पयादा मिसले गुबार में हूँ तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल है बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल है बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो बहुत ही गफलत शिआर में हूँ मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो बहुत ही गफलत शिआर में हूँ रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ हर दम करूँ मैं ऐ मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 जब सांस लूं मैं हो जाए जारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा गुना में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा
daily janazas are leaving. We don't know when we are going to follow. Could be the very next second, could be the next hour, could be the next year. Allah Ta'ala knows. But we are also going to go in the same direction. So whatever life is gone, is gone. Whatever we may have done, make tawbah, istighfar, make amends, change. Allah Ta'ala is ready to welcome us. But let us ask Allah Ta'ala that the remaining life of ours, we live in His muhabbat, in His love, in the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Teri muhabbat mein ab jiyun main usi mein ho intiqal mera.
Imagine if a person has to die in the love of Allah Ta'ala.
Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho.
O Allah, help from your side, effort from my side, pull from your side, desire from my side. O Allah, help from your side, effort from my side, pull towards you from your side, a desire in my heart from my side.
Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Rahoon mein mashghool zikr o taat, bas ab yehi shughl roz o shab ho. Har dam karoon mein ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Let's put some fans on. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah eeche shiri nast naam, shiro shakkar me shawad janam tamam. Allah Allah eeche shiri nast naam, shiro shakkar me shawad janam tamam. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا الى انفسنا طرفه عين فانك ان تكلنا الى انفسنا تكلنا الى ضعف وخطيئه اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ او مائی موسٹ بیلوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ My compassionate, kind, loving, caring Allah. Oh, my most beautiful Allah. Oh, my most beautiful Allah. You are seeing. Oh Allah, you are observing. Ya Allah. We are before your gaze and sight. Ya Allah. You know that we have assembled here for no other purpose. But to gain forgiveness for our sins. And to take your Mubarak name. Oh my beloved Allah, as great as your name is, forgive each and every one of us. Ay Allah, jitna bada tera naam, itni badi humari maghfirat kar de. اے اللہ تو بڑا پیارا خدا ہے, او اللہ یو آر سو لونگ سو ٹالرنٹ, ان اسپائٹ آف آل اوور سنز یو آر گیونگ اس ٹو ایٹ ٹو ڈرنک ٹو ویئر, یو آر گیونگ اس شیلٹر مودز آف ٹرانسپورٹ, یو آر شاورنگ یور نعمتس اینڈ باؤنٹیز اپون اس 24 آورز آف دا ڈے, او اللہ یو آر کازنگ اوور ہارٹ لیور اینڈ لنگز اینڈ آل پارٹس آف اوور باڈی ٹو فنکشن, you have blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech. Oh Allah, such bounties of yours you have blessed us with. And yet, oh Allah, we use those very gifts of yours and those very bounties of yours for your disobedience. Hey Allah, we use the sight for your disobedience. We use our hearing and speech for your disobedience. We use our intellect for your disobedience. We use our heart and mind for your disobedience. اے اللہ ہم کتنے نمک خراب ہیں, تیری ہی دی ہوئی نعمتیں تیرے ہی خلاف استعمال کر رہے ہیں, لیکن میرے اللہ تو معاف کرنے والا اللہ ہے, یو آر اے فورگیونگ اللہ, یو آر اے مرسیفل اللہ. او اللہ اوپن دا فلڈ گیٹس آف یور رحمت فار اس, اوپن دا فلڈ گیٹس آف یور مرسی فار اس, یا اللہ ٹیک اس انڈر یور شیڈو آف رحمت اینڈ مرسی. O Allah, if we come under your shadow of mercy, then shaitan and nafs cannot mislead us. O my beloved Allah, make us of your beloved servants. O Allah, forgive each and every one of us. We are ashamed, O Allah. We are ashamed. اے اللہ ہم نادم ہے, ہم شرمندہ ہے, ہم گنہگار ہے, ہم سیاہکار ہے. O Allah, our hearts have become pitch black. O my beloved Allah, sinning and sinning and sinning. Our hearts have become pitch black. Our hearts have become rusty. O Allah, the Quranic verses upon verses are recited before us. Hadiths upon hadiths we listen to. So many incidents, O my Allah, of the Sahaba-e-Kiram, the Tabi'in, the Tabi'in and the Awliya-e-Kiram we listen to. But O Allah, it does not cause a stir on our hearts. It does not change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, but we are not justifying our sins. Ya Allah, we are not justifying our sins. We are ashamed of our sins. Ya Allah, we are not justifying our sins. Forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you and begging of you. Ya Allah, if we do not beg of you, you become displeased. The more we beg of you, the more happy and pleased you become. Ya Allah, we are expressing our helplessness before you. We are expressing our weakness before you. O Allah, we are presenting our shortcomings before you. Ya Allah, we do not have good deeds to present before you. O Allah, our presentation before you is of our sins. Ya Allah, our sins have become like the mountains on the earth. Our sins are like the ocean, O my Allah. But even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than, O Allah, your entire creation put together, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than the grains, O Allah, of sand on, O my Allah, then too your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Ya Allah, man has made dynamite sticks which blows up huge buildings. O my beloved Allah, blows up huge mountains. Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to blow away these mountains of our sins, which are causing us all the problems, O my beloved Allah. Throughout the world we are suffering humiliation, embarrassment, disgrace, shame, O Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had left us as one ummah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had left the ummah in a position of dignity, honor and respect. The Sahaba-e-Kiram, O Allah, they watered those gardens with their blood. O Allah, we have no shown no appreciation for their sacrifices. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he stowed in Taif. His shoe mubarak becomes filled with his mubarak blood. Ya Allah, if somebody has to take a stone and throw at our beloved little child, Ya Allah, we will become angry and we will not rest until we have taken revenge. Ya Allah, yet the blood of our child is nothing in comparison with the blood of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, every drop of his blood was more precious than the most precious diamond on earth. But oh my Allah, how much of it flowed for our sake. Ya Allah, 3 solid years ostracized and boycotted in Shaab ibn Abi Talib. The time comes when they have to chew the leaves of trees to survive. Chew leather to survive. Oh Allah, you could have sent dastarkhans from the Jannat for Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But oh Allah, for 3 solid years, ha, mere pyare Allah, we have shown no appreciation for those sacrifices. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, so many people in his family become shaheed and martyred for the sake of this deed. He stands whole night in prayers for us, oh Allah. Ya Allah, his stone in Uhud, he falls down unconscious. His teeth are shattered in Uhud. Ya Allah, when he is informed that that ummah for whom you cried and cried and cried, that ummah for whom so much of your blood was shed, that ummah for whom you sacrificed everything in your life, that ummah is filling the casinos and the discos and the cinemas and the theaters, and that women dance shamelessly on the stages of the world. Oh my beloved Allah, when he is informed that a few meters away from your resting place, the filthiest of music can be heard and the filthiest of films can be seen in the hotel foyers and rooms. Ha, my Allah. In his time, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara caused him injury and pain. Today, oh Allah, with our actions and our deeds, we are the cause of his injury and pain. But oh Allah, he was rahmatul lil alameen. Oh Allah, he forgave even his enemies. Ya Allah, he was rahmatul lil alameen. Ya Allah, with the barakat of his rahmatul lil alameen, oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Change the condition of our hearts. You are a forgiving Allah. You dearly love forgiveness. You love those who turn towards you with repentance. Ya Allah, we do not want to return to those sins again. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs, O Allah. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the dislike of sins into our hearts. O Allah, let there be a stench when we commit sins, O Allah. Let us feel a kind of stench in the commission of sins. Ya Allah, put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Ya Allah, put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Ya Allah, bless each and every one of us with long life, so that we may accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds before we leave this world. Ya Allah, bless us with good health. We are sick and ailing, O my Allah. Ya Allah, don't test us with sicknesses, diseases and ill health. We are extremely weak servants of yours. We cannot take tests, O my Allah. Bless us all with good health. Bless us with physical health and spiritual health. O Allah, bless us all with physical health and spiritual health. Those who are sick and ailing, whether they are at homes or whether they are in the hospitals, Ya Allah, give them cure from their ailments. So many people, O Allah, their relatives, parents, family members, and so many of our brothers and sisters are in hospitals, Ya Allah, give them all cure from their ailments. Ya Allah, those who have passed away, give them forgiveness. Fill their graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in poverty, give them wealth. Ya Allah, save us from the fitnas of the times. Save us from the fitnas in our homes, fitnas in our marketplaces, fitnas in our lives. Ya Allah, fitnas at the schools and colleges. Ya Allah, save us from all kinds of fitnas. Oh my beloved Allah, we are being lashed by storms of fitnas from all sides. Who is there to protect us besides you? Mere Allah, tu hamara ban ja, aur hame apna bana le. Oh Allah, how long are we going to walk like hypocrites on this earth? Ya Allah, how long are we going to disobey you? A day is going to come when our janazas will also proceed towards the graveyards. Ya Allah, how many tough, strong, fit, healthy people death has taken away from the surface of this earth. Ya Allah, young, fit and healthy people have left this world suddenly, O my beloved Allah. We have taken no lessons from their sudden deaths. Ey mere pyare Khuda, when the time of our departure comes, let us depart from this world in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, one day our eyes will stop seeing. Our tongues will stop wagging. Our ears will be able to listen to the music no more. Our hands will be unable to touch those illicit beloveds of ours anymore. Oh my beloved Allah, our feet will not be able to walk to those casinos and discos anymore. Our eyes, no matter how much they were addicted to those filthy television programs, But oh Allah, they will be seeing the angels of death. Ha, by Allah, before the time of our death comes, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Let us pour the water of tawbah over our hearts before the water of ghusl is poured over our dead bodies. Let us, oh Allah, enshroud our hearts with the garment of taqwa before the garment of kafan is put over our bodies. اے میرے پیارے خدا ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما ہمیں اپنا بنا لے اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری جو تو میرا تو سب میرا فلک میرا زمین میری کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ مانگتا ہے الہی میں تجھ سے طلبگار تیرا او مائی اللہ اف یو بیکم اورز دین ایوری تھنگ ول بی اورز ریموو دا کنڈیشنز آف ایڈورسٹی او اللہ اینڈ چینج اٹ ٹو کنڈیشنز آف پراسپیرٹی اینڈ ہیپینس یا اللہ ان پیلسٹائن ان چیچنیا ان بوسنیا ان کشمیر ان افغانستان ان انڈیا ان پاکستان ان افریقہ ویئر ایور دا امہ از سفرنگ یا اللہ ریموو دیئر سفرنگ او اللہ ریموو دیئر سفرنگ اینڈ ڈیفیکلٹی او مائی بلوڈ اللہ ڈونٹ لک ایٹ اور سنس اف یو آر گوئنگ ٹو لک ایٹ اور سنس دین از گوئنگ ٹو بی ڈیزاسٹر فار اس Ya Allah, look at the tears of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which flowed for us. Look at his blood which flowed for us and forgive us, O Allah. Remove the difficulties and hardships of the Ummah. Ya Allah, unite the Ummah. Ya Allah, the enemies, give them hidayat. Bless them with Iman and Islam. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Ya Allah, all the continents, let the winds of hidayat blow. Bless each and every one with Iman and Islam. Even the enemies of Islam, open their eyes to the beauties of Islam. But oh Allah, if they have become obstinate and made up their minds that they will continue persecuting and torturing the Ummah, then oh Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Send gale force winds against them. Cause earthquakes, oh Allah, to destroy them. Oh Allah, cause the earth to sink their homes. O my beloved Allah, cause the plains to crash in the mountains. Cause the ships to sink in the ocean. Cause discord and disunity amongst their ranks. O my beloved Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam, wherever they may be. اے میرے پیارے خدا ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما یا اللہ بلیس اس ود دا بیسٹ آف دس ورلڈ اینڈ دا بیسٹ آف آخرا بلیس اس ود برکت ان اور ہومز برکت ان اور بزنسز برکت ان اور ہیلتھ برکت ان اور لائفز برکت ان آل دا نعمتس دیٹ یو بلیس اس ود او مائی اللہ پروٹیکٹ اس اینڈ سیف گارڈ اس فرام ایڈلٹری فرام فونیکیشن فرام ٹیکنگ ڈرگز اینڈ فرام آل کائنڈز آف سنز اینڈ وائسز یا اللہ ود دا اینجل آف ڈیتھ کمز ٹو وزٹ اس Don't let the angel of death find us glued to some filthy program on the TV or on the internet. Oh Allah, with some filthy magazine in our hands. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us popping drugs in our mouths or with bottles of wines in our hands or indulging in adultery or fornication. We don't know when the angel of death will strike, oh Allah. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Ay Allah, Madina Tayyiba ke andar, Rose Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke saamne, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, padhte huye, hamari roo qabz ho jaye, that our soul come dancing towards you, O Allah. But if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be a death of barakat and on iman, O Allah. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of hashar. Let us cross pull sirat like lightning and enter into jannat without any reckoning. Protect us from all the fitnas, especially the fitnas of dajjal. Oh my beloved Allah, all the duas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made of goodness for us, bless us with that goodness. Our parents, our wives, our children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah, bless them with that goodness. And from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection, oh Allah, protect us, our wives and children, our parents, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے طفیل میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرمائے. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.